Hello everyone, how are you doing? It's Brittany here, and welcome to another episode of One Hot Mess. Today, we're going to be talking about what to do after an angry outburst. You know, it's kind of hard to recover when we lose our temper, but it is possible. So let's learn what to do after one of those angry outbursts so, you know, we can come back better. Okay. So, even the most calm, cool, and collected among us can lose our temper once in a while. You just can't avoid angry feelings all the time, and for those moments when you let anger get the best of you, there are ways that you can cool down more quickly and minimize the damage both to yourself and to others. And of course, mindfulness is amazing for this. It can be deployed in any moment, offering a fresh start, and even create solutions to problems that seemed impossible in the heat of the moment. So it's essential to remember that the miracle of mindfulness comes from turning toward your experience, not away from it. And because the experience of anger can be quite unpleasant, humor helps if you're a visual person. Like, imagine like opening the mouth of the fire-breathing dragon and putting your head inside, or recite a funny mantra like, "Come on, anger, give me all you got," or "I think I'll just sit here for 3 minutes and self-combust." Okay. And then try these steps. So basically, this is what to do after an anger outburst. First off, if possible, give yourself and those around you the gift of a timeout. It could be 3 minutes or 10, depending on how much time you have and need. This may involve going by yourself to another room, but it doesn't have to. Also, begin by tracking the physical inner geography of the emotion. Like, where in your body do you feel it? Explore the sensations of anger. You may be tempted to try to push them away. Instead, investigate how they feel in the body. Noticing gross and subtle fluctuations throughout the field of physical sensation. Do they increase or decrease in intensity? Do they shift? If so, can you track their movement? Now, see if you can silently name what you are experiencing. So start with the gross category of anger, and then see if you can refine your awareness enough to zero in on what flavor and intensity of anger you're feeling. Is it irritation, frustration, annoyance, rage, or even, I don't know what else. But finding the right label is like hitting a tennis ball on the sweet spot of the racket, okay? Ping, right? That was so lame. I'm so sorry. And then you want to try to bring compassion to the anger. This feeling is normal, part of being human. We all experience it at times. So see if you can cradle your own anger like a mother cradling her newborn child. What happens as you hold it this way with tenderness and care? And of course, you've got to forgive yourself. The more readily you can forgive, the more quickly you can return to balance and take the next sane step. And remember that getting angry isn't a crime. Criticizing yourself and keeping yourself on the hook will only entangle you in a cycle of shame and self-preoccupation. Self-forgiveness is a secret rocket booster to emotional balance. All right, so now that we got anger out of the way, let's talk about calm for just a minute. You can strengthen your ability for inner calm regardless of your circumstances. Just first, pay attention to when you are calm and when you're not. Next, notice the causes and conditions that promote calm and what stops you from being calm. And by cultivating a habit of calming the mind and body, you will develop the ability to access this place more quickly and easily. So, there is a daily practice. It is a 1 minute rest. So, you can take time in your day, several times a day if possible, to empty your cup and make space for what matters. And you can just do this very quickly by checking in with your body. So, any tension or tightness in the body is a clue that you are holding on to something that needs your loving attention. You can't let go without knowing what it is you're trying to let go. Just turning your attention to places you're holding tension can help you uncover the emotions and thoughts associated with that tension. And once you can see the cause of your tension, you can figure out the solution. And it's also clarifying to realign with your intentions as you are emptying your cup, what it is you're clearing the space for. In return, take a 1 minute rest and return to your body. Rub the palms of your hands and place them on your eyes, allowing them to rest. Move your hands to your jawline, neck, shoulders, chest, or wherever feels good in your body. And listen, listen within. What can you let go of at this moment to make room for what matters? And begin. Begin your activities with a relaxed body and mind aligned with what matters. So just try practicing and playing with this reminder with your family, with team members, and in your community before beginning a meeting or activity together. Just a short little, you know, thing to kind of calm you down a little. All right, guys, that is it for today. Thank you so much for listening. Please hit that follow button and share One Hot Mess with a friend. And I'll talk to you guys next time. Have an amazing day.